Kenora, what can we learn from a caterpillar? In essence, that was the emphasis of life coach and author Lynn Harley's book reading for parents and their young children at the Kenora Parkland Regional Library on November 16. Harley said she wrote the book What If You Could? As a kid's version of what she tells adults as a life coach, and also in memory of my brother Craig, who struggled with mental illness and died about 6 years ago. Harley encourages readers to follow the example of the caterpillar in the book, who desires more in his life as he looks at his longing and discontent while munching leaves. In the early pages of the book, the caterpillar is definitely not excited about his place in the world. My life feels glum and dull as rain. My coat is dreary, too. No fun, no color, no one to play with. No wonder I'm feeling blue. Feeling longing and some discontent, the caterpillar sighed. I want more for this life of mine. Could I find it if I tried? And then, something truly transforming is awakened in the caterpillar. I'd love to be so beautiful and add such color to the world that people would point and admire me as I flew by and twirled. But then, the negative voice takes over. It scolded, "Silly little caterpillar with your big and foolish dreams, just be thankful for what you do have and forget about your schemes." And on this voice went, full of know-it-all advice. "Your dreary coat's what keeps you safe." Its tone was cold as ice. But as the pages turned, the caterpillar refused to let go of the dream. The days now passed by quickly, and his sweet dreams came each night. The caterpillar was changing into a cocoon that held him tight. Then magically, one morning, quite unexpectedly, the cocoon split and fell away, and a butterfly flew free. After the cocoon's dream of becoming a beautiful butterfly comes true, Harley closes the final page by encouraging the reader. So, silence the voice that speaks of fear and doubt and should, and listen to the voice of love that whispers, "What if you could?" As Neil Donald Walsh, best-selling author, put it in his review of Harley's book, "What If You Could" is a wonderful book for children, introducing them to the magic of dreaming big by retelling, in a very sweet way, the oft-told story of the caterpillar becoming a butterfly. The youngest among us can learn the oldest of lessons through this time-honored tale that can bring new awareness to a new generation when shared with the easy-to-understand yet imaginative approach found here. This is a tale sure to generate questions, and open the door for every loving parent's answer, about how the spiritual power of belief works. During her discussion of the book and its lesson with the Kenora audience, Harley used the example of Canadian Chris Hadfield. Hadfield saw a moon landing on TV when he was really young and said, "I want to do that," eventually making his dream come true by becoming an astronaut. Harley continued, "We have the power not listen to that negative voice in our heads that tells us we can't do something, and keep working to make our dreams come true." She shared how she followed her own advice by dreaming big and following through on it. After dealing with all the obstacles brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, Harley met a pair of women who had completed a bike trip across Canada. Harley took up the challenge as her, "What if you could?" moment this past summer. She left Pike Lake, Sask, on the anniversary of her brother's death, and arrived in Quebec 2 months later. As she shares at her website, "My biking tour was inspired by my desire to raise awareness and funds for Jack.org, a registered charity that supports our youth to live with mental health and wellness. A portion of each What If You Could book purchased will be gifted to Jack.org. More information is available at lynnharley.com. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark sasktoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.